You meet someone at a party. You get introduced to that new boss. You have an email introduction to a prospective client. All of these connections make a huge difference in your business future. So in this special bonus, we are going to learn how to supercharge your business relationships. And we are with the one and only Nick Ortner. Welcome, Nick.
Thanks, Jess. It's a pleasure.
Nick, I'm excited about this topic. Let's start with just going over the biggest challenge. What is the most common challenge people face when they have to meet someone new and try to create a good business relationship with them?
Yeah, so well, there's a lot of things that come up. And, you know, the primary reason why we're doing this call today is that this is a topic that is so important and really so crucial to everything we do on a daily basis. Business, work, finances and money are a big part of what we do. We spend at least 8 hours a day for most of us at work, many of us more. And if we're not at work, we're thinking about it, or we're networking or doing other things outside of work where those hours go up even more. So it's obviously a big part of our lives. And the critical component to business is relationships. That's what stacks one thing to another. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Yes, you could be selling widgets, you could be selling houses, you could be designing things. At the end of the day, you're going to be working with other people. You're either going to be selling things to other people, buying things from other people, or where we're going to focus today is you're going to be working with other people, coworkers, vendors, other business associates. And, you know, I've gone through a lot of, in the last 10 years, a lot of experience, a lot of different changes in terms of how I approach my business relationship, and have found some insights as to what we can do to really supercharge them and to enjoy them. You know, the challenge that most people face is that they have a lot of unenjoyable relationships, right? They're stressed out about a relationship at work, a coworker they just can't seem to get along with. They're trying to get their business off the ground, and they're trying to connect with people, network, and they're not getting any attention from them. No one's paying attention to them, and it's frustrating. They're at a networking party, and they feel shy, and they're worried about what people think about them. So there's a lot of different ways this can manifest, and we'll explore the different ways in today's call. But at the end of the day, we're going to focus on what are the things that you can do to make those business relationships more enjoyable.
Okay. And a lot of this work is work that we can do even before we meet that person. Is that right? Just to get us ready to create better relationships?
That's where most of the work really happens. You know, we're not going to be tapping as you meet them, so don't worry about that. You know, it's like,
okay. And can people take this information and also use it for, say, current coworkers that they've been having a challenge with?
Absolutely. And we'll explore both. We'll explore some of the work you need to do beforehand for those new relationships. And then we'll also spend a little time exploring, you know, what are the challenges that we're facing with people that we already know? There's really not that much difference between the two. There's some subtle distinctions, but the reality is that what you're bringing forward to either a new relationship or an existing relationship is pretty much the same.
Right, absolutely. Okay, well, with that, I know that you have some steps that can help us create a better business relationship. So what is the first thing that we should be aware of when we're meeting someone?
Well, the first and maybe most important step, and this is when meeting someone, or again, if you're already in an existing business relationship, if you change this little aspect, you're going to find how much better that relationship is, how much it improves. And it's a step that I keep going back to again and again in other webinars, and it's really a theme of this whole webinar series, and it's to be present. And I know that it's easier said than done, and I know it can be a cheesy, like, you know, sort of pseudo-spiritual self-help thing, you know, be present, be here now. But what I mean with regards to specifically with business relationship, let's create the scenario of being at a networking party or in a business meeting where you meet someone for the first time, right? Most people approach that with a whole lot of stuff, right? There's all this baggage that they bring into it. They'll bring in their thoughts like, well, what do they think about me? And did I remember that person's name? And am I smiling enough? And do I look good enough? And all the self-doubt that they might carry. Then they also bring in judgment about the person. Do I like this person? Do I not like this person? What can I get from them? Do I need to talk to them? There's a lot of thoughts there. And then on top of that, we add in all the other life stuff that we have. Oh, I wonder if the kids are home yet. And boy, how long is this meeting going to go to? And so all of these thoughts tend to compound together and bring us to the point where we are the opposite of present, right?
Right.
We are all over the place. And people can tell that. And there's, you know, a lot of people, I'm sure, have heard the phrase that the best way to have someone like you is for you to like them. And it's true. And I've experimented before, you know, with that, when a relationship doesn't feel great, or I meet someone right off the bat and something doesn't feel right about it, as opposed to taking the energy of like, oh, I wonder if it doesn't seem like they like me. When you emit the energy of I like you, everything changes. So we're doing that within the context of being present, of actually being there when we meet someone. And where we can use tapping is on two sides of it. One, the tapping work that you're doing throughout the series and your outside tapping work is just going to help you be more present. You'll find that the noise, remember we've talked about the noise a lot, in your life quiets down. So if you're not stressed out about the bills, you might actually pay attention to what that person is saying, right? So that's an important part of that initial meeting and that relationship. The other part is that we can do tapping, and we're going to do some right now, on those thoughts, those limiting beliefs that come up, the thoughts like, I'm worried about what they think about me. What if I say the wrong thing? You know, I don't deserve to be heard. Do I, you know, all that mental chatter that comes up. And I'm sure most of us can relate to the fact that when we meet people, we generally tend to have a heck of a lot of mental chatter.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I'm envisioning as you're talking about this, you just said that people like people that like them. You know, the best way you can have someone like you is you like them. So it seems like what we're really striving for is to get our energy to be present, but also going to the other person instead of going into ourselves where we're just thinking about ourselves, being really focused on the other person.
Absolutely. And that is a bigger piece of step two, which we'll cover in a second, you know, in terms of how we relate to the other person and the value we can provide them and how we care about them. But you're absolutely right. That goes hand in hand. When we're present, we can direct our energy forward. And we all know, I mean, I'm sure you've met people before where you're like, they are not paying attention to me at all, you know? And for whatever reason that is, then it certainly hasn't made you more interested in the person. Or if they're not paying attention to you and then they come off and ask you to do something for them or want to take the relationship further, it's like, well, really? You haven't listened to anything I've said, right?
Right. And what you're saying too is a lot of times this can be an unconscious response of when you're just worried about what your boss can think, you can seem a little bit detached or a little bit uncomfortable. He or she has a harder time relating to you if you're having that internal worry about what they're thinking about you.
Absolutely. And then what's the biggest challenge about this, and again, this is a theme that we keep bringing up throughout the program, is the awareness of it. Because it's likely that unless you're specifically thinking about being present, you're not really aware of not being present, right? Or you don't really think that they're noticing that you're not paying attention and listening to something else, because you're looking at them and nodding and you think everything's fine, and then you wonder why that relationship didn't take off, or, you know, it didn't work. And, you know, for those interested, the same exact thing applies to love relationships. You know, if we want to be interested in other people and have them interested in us, we have to be present. And that's where the real magic of human relationships happens.
Absolutely. Well, with that, I think this is a great opportunity to go into some tapping and have everybody that's listening tap along. Where do you think we should begin focusing on?
Well, let's start with the statement, I'm worried about what they think about me.
Okay.
Maybe 1% of the people listening, they're like, no, I'm not. But I think for 99% of the people, that's a big deal.
Yeah, definitely.
So go ahead and, as always, we'll rate the intensity. So, you know, envision, you can do two things. You can think about something that happened recently where you met someone for the first time, or you were dealing with a coworker and you were worried about what they thought about you. And you can rate that intensity. Or think about something that happens that might happen in the future. Either something that's coming up, or just make something up. Make up meeting someone at a networking party, whatever it is.
Okay.
And then just say out loud, I'm worried about what they think about me. And give it a number in a 0 to 10 scale, how true that statement is. 10 being, I cannot stop thinking about it. I'm very worried. And also tune in. You know, we're focusing on that statement, but tune into your body when you see this. Do you feel tension in your body? Do you feel anxiety? Is the worry real deep anxiety in your chest? And just start paying attention to what happens in your body as you think about what other people think about you. And let's do some tapping.
Okay.
Tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I'm worried about what they think about me.
Even though I'm worried about what they think about me.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I'm so worried about them.
Even though I'm so worried about them.
I wonder what they're thinking.
I wonder what they're thinking.
I wonder if they like me.
I wonder if they like me.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I'm worried about being liked.
Even though I'm worried about being liked.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Eyebrow point. What if they don't like me?
What if they don't like me?
Side of the eye. Worried about being liked.
Worried about being liked.
Under the eye. What if they don't like me?
What if they don't like me?
Under the nose. What are they thinking about me?
What are they thinking about me?
Under the mouth. What are they thinking about me?
What are they thinking about me?
Collarbone. All the stress in my body.
All the stress in my body.
Under the arm. All the stress in my body.
All the stress in my body.
Top of the head. All the stress and anxiety.
All the stress and anxiety.
Eyebrow. What if they don't like me?
What if they don't like me?
Side of the eye. All the stress.
All the stress.
Under the eye. Can't stop thinking about what they think.
I can't stop thinking about what they think.
Under the nose. I can't stop worrying about what they think.
I can't stop worrying about what they think.
Under the mouth. All the stress and anxiety.
All the stress and anxiety.
Collarbone. Letting it go.
Letting it go.
Under the arm. Letting the stress go.
Letting the stress go.
Top of the head. Letting all this worry go.
Letting all this worry go.
Eyebrow. Feeling safe in my body.
Feeling safe in my body.
Side of the eye. Feeling safe with who I am.
Feeling safe with who I am.
Under the eye. Feeling confident with who I am.
Feeling confident with who I am.
Under the nose. I feel safe and confident.
I feel safe and confident.
Under the mouth. I feel safe and confident with who I am.
I feel safe and confident with who I am.
Collarbone. All this safety.
All this safety.
Under the arm. All this confidence.
All this confidence.
Top of the head. Feeling present now.
Feeling present now.
Take a deep breath. And let it go. So tune in now and see that picture again of meeting someone or something that happened, and check in. See how that number's changed. If it's gone down, if something else came up. And you can keep tapping, running that image until you can see that image and you can feel that in your body and feel confident in meeting that person in that interaction where you can let go of that constant nagging, what I wonder what they're thinking about me.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that was great. I mean, I can imagine just from letting go of that tension and that bit of worry, you're naturally going to become a much better communicator in that circumstance.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, forget about any communication tips, skills, strategies, this, that, and the other. Those are all sort of overrated and overblown compared to just being present.
Yes.
You know, yeah. And just being yourself. I mean, that's, again, a big theme of the whole 7-week program is being yourself, being your authentic self, and then feeling safe being that. When we feel safe being that, when we feel safe in our body, that's why the work we're doing in all of the other sessions are going to directly help these business relationships, these contacts. We're just focusing in on it a little bit more so we have that awareness and so we can notice the difference. It's a great time to start paying attention, seeing how do I relate to people and how am I relating to people differently. And, you know, we tapped just now on I'm worried about what they think, but that's just one example. You can see what else comes up. And next time you meet someone, pay attention. Like, okay, wow, I am not present because I cannot stop thinking about X, right? And it's going to be difficult to tap right in front of them, so you can pass on that. If you're really struggling, you can excuse yourself, go to the bathroom, you know, get grounded, get present, and then go back to the interaction. Or you leave it for next time and you pay attention to what is it that I'm doing and how can I change that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was a great tip. Seems like a wonderful place to start. And now going to the second tip, what's something else that we should be aware of when trying to create better business relationships?
Well, one thing I've noticed over the last couple of years in particular, and especially as I work with a lot of different people and, you know, I've sort of gone through the position of, and you were with me as well, Jess, of sort of being nobody in terms of we were just starting the movie with a dream and a vision and we didn't have a website when we started. We just started contacting people and then got a site up and there was nothing established about what we were doing. So we've seen that from being there at zero to being where we are now. And I've sort of seen the gamut of how people react to you and then how I react to people and how I work with people. And I've seen where I've done a good job with it and I've seen where I've done a bad job with it, right? And what's become very obvious to me, and it's so basic but so important, is that in business relationships, if you want them to last long term, if you want them to be fruitful, you have to provide value, and it has to be at some level an equal balance, right? And I know we've heard it before, provide value, but I see again and again people doing two things. There's two sides of the coin. They either give too much, right? You have the givers, givers, givers who are running around, always trying to please people, never able to ask for something for themselves, just helping, helping, helping. And, you know, that might be a practitioner who's not willing to charge enough for their services because they just want to do it for free and save the world. And now they're running around like crazy with good intentions, but they can't pay their mortgage, right? Or we have people who aren't doing enough. They're not providing enough value. They expect too much. There's a sense of entitlement right off the bat. Hey, I have the greatest thing on the planet and we should work together. And I see both, and I've been at both places myself. I've caught myself when I'm saying, you know, I think I'm expecting a little too much here. I'm coming off a little strong, and I need to really recognize where the other person's coming from and where I'm coming from and give more value. And I've recognized where I've just been giving, 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 and not taking care of myself and creating that balance for myself.
Right. Nick, this might go under a different category because I know we have four steps here, but is this where neediness is a challenge?
Yeah. I mean, and you know, this is such a difficult topic to talk about because if you're being needy, you probably don't know it.
Yeah.
Right. So, and it's very hard for me to say to everyone listening, a lot of you might be being needy, because I know that doesn't sound good, and I'm not trying to put you down, and I'm not trying to, but I think it's important to be honest here because I see so many people acting in that way, and I've been there myself. I've been there where part of the problem that can happen, especially when you want something so bad, and there's two sides of it. Let's say your financial pressure is so much, you have so many bills that you need this to work, right? It's like this must happen. So the neediness is so strong. And then the other perspective is when you're trying to launch something and get it off the ground and you're so passionate about what you're doing, you so believe that what you do needs to be out in the world, that again, it's like that neediness is there.
It's almost, I heard someone describe it once, it's the difference between passion and desperation.
Yeah, that's a great distinction. And again, the challenge is that people who are passionate don't always realize that they're being desperate.
Right.
So this is where the awareness comes back in.
How do you describe, you know, if someone's listening to this and they go, I don't really know what you mean when you say needy, don't be needy. How do you describe, you know, you're very well known now, you get people approaching you. What are some characteristics of someone that would come across to you as needy that you would feel a bit repelled by?
Well, and you know, I know the word repelled is very strong, so I want to, you know, I don't want to say that anyone repels me, but no, there is that instinctual, whoa, kind of back off, right? Like I need to take two steps back from this interaction. And I'm sure we've all felt that when people have come at us and you need to take two steps back. Sometimes is, and you can really feel it energetically. It's more something where we can tune into it than give it actual words of what it is that people are doing, right? Because people could be saying the exact same thing and just approach it differently. But, you know, do you ever feel when someone's almost blasting you with energy? They're coming at you so strong. And the key is if they are passionate, but they're okay, they've released the expectations of the outcome. Someone comes to me and says, I'm so passionate about this project, this, that, and the other, but they're not expecting me to do X for them, they're not going to be disappointed if I don't do something for them, or if I don't pave the way or open the door or make the connection, whatever it is that they need. If they're coming with the energy of, hey, this is just my passion, this is my heart, I want to present this to you, that's true passion. The neediness comes up when people say, and they don't say it, but they feel it and energetically put it out. It's like, I need this to happen. You need to do this for me, right? You need to be so passionate about what I'm doing because it is the thing that you need to do it. So if you ever need something from someone else, then you're in a little bit of trouble just to start with.
So I'm sure there could be a difference between needing something and, I mean, I don't know the other word, maybe being hopeful for their support.
Absolutely.
Where you don't need their support, but you know it would be a good mutual relationship, that them supporting you would be beneficial for them as well. It seems like with dealing with these business relationships, we also have to be very aware of the other person's needs and how we're meeting them. And also basic rapport, you know, basic just that self-awareness of how we're acting around them. Rapport is an important thing. I know you know a lot about this. Do you have some tips around rapport? Because I think this goes it ties in with this equal balance within this relationship.
Yeah. Well, so rapport, which is basically the word for two people getting along, right? Really comes back to the idea of being present. And because being present, when you're present, you're not needy, right? When you're present, you're in your body, you're centered, you're moving from that place forward with passion. And again, I'm not trying to discourage people from being passionate. I'm trying to encourage people throughout the program to be passionate. I think the biggest thing is to let go of expectations, right? If you let go of an expectation that someone needs to do X for you, otherwise your project won't work or nothing will happen or they need to do it because it's just so right for them. When you let go of that expectation and you just put it out there and let whatever happens, happens, that's when things really tend to happen. And, you know, I remember when we first launched the movie, I had this expectation that everybody would email out about the movie. He was in the movie, right? We emailed a lot of big people. And I remember talking to Jack Canfield because we got some tremendous support. I mean, right off the bat, really 80% of the people mailed out about it and were so happy about the movie and passionate. But I was disappointed about these other 20%. I was like, well, they're in the movie and they look great and this is such an important technique. Why wouldn't they mail out about it? And I remember talking to Jack Canfield about it and asking him, I said, you know, everyone mailed out about The Secret and this technique is more important, you know, in my belief at the time and in all these expectations, we have to get it out there. And Jack said, you know, when The Secret came out, it was the first thing for people. It was something new. There was a lot less going on in terms of the internet and the demands. And it was just the hot thing. And now there's been a bunch of other movies. So you've got to be aware that people have a lot more on their plate, that some of the people who aren't sending out about it have been interviewed for 10 other movies. So maybe even though yours is fantastic and maybe it is the best of the 10, they don't have a chance to watch those 10 other movies. So I really appreciated that from Jack because it gave me much more of an awareness of, hey, they have a life too, right? And they have demands too. And I have no idea. There's no way to tell what demands that they have on their lives, what other commitments, business commitments, what other personal commitments. So releasing that expectation, oh, I emailed someone and they haven't emailed me back, that makes them a bad person or rude or whatever it is. There's some people that have, you know, 100 or 500 emails in their box because they're just that busy. And it's not a yes or no on you on it. Maybe they'll email back 3 weeks later or a month later or never, and it's not a fit. So releasing that expectation is not only important for the sake of the relationship itself, but also for your personal peace of mind, because I tell you, it's miserable walking around going, oh, well, they really should have mailed out about the movie. It's so disappointing. You know, I don't get it. And now I'm judging this other person who contributed massively to the film and gave me their time, and I should be nothing but grateful to them, and I'm upset because they're not doing more for me. Now, I was coming from a good place. I wanted to get the film out, and I cared about them, and I cared about them. So the intention was there, but the expectation was a problem.
Right. Well, the distinction I'm making from everything that you're saying is we should be committed to a goal, but we shouldn't be committed to how we reach that goal. We shouldn't, you know, we should be more flexible in finding our way to that goal and not thinking, well, they have to help us. This isn't going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Wonderful. So, okay. So we're talking a lot about relationships. You also talked about this, you know, having the balance between giving and taking. So can we go into some tapping? What do you think would be something good to focus on?
Well, since we've been sort of talking a little more about taking than giving too much, we'll cover giving too much in a second, but we've been talking more on, you know, sort of that neediness. Let's do some tapping on that and let's see what comes up.
Okay.
And this first tapping is going to be to gain a little more self-awareness on the topic, because like I said, the challenge here is that if you're being needy, you might not know it, right?
Right.
I didn't know it until I stepped back, until I asked Jack Canfield and he said to me, you know, you got to let go of these expectations. And it's likely that in that case, I was being needy. You know, when I emailed whoever it was that wasn't sending out, I was sending off that energy of like, hey, come on, like send out for this. Why aren't you sending out for this? As opposed to thinking, What are other ways can I provide value? What else might be going on in their lives? How can I make it simpler for them? So it was coming way too much from my side of things. So let's do some tapping on gaining that awareness.
Okay.
So tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I might not be fully aware.
Even though I might not be fully aware.
Of how I'm approaching people.
Of how I'm approaching people.
I choose to gain awareness now.
I choose to gain awareness now.
Even though I don't have full consciousness.
Even though I don't have full consciousness.
About how I'm approaching people.
About how I'm approaching people.
I choose to gain clarity now.
I choose to gain clarity now.
Even though I might be being needy.
Even though I might be being needy.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
But maybe so.
But maybe so.
I choose to gain clarity on this issue now.
I choose to gain clarity on this issue now.
Eyebrow. How am I approaching people?
How am I approaching people?
Side of the eye. What energy am I putting out there?
What energy am I putting out there?
Under the eye. How are they responding to me?
How are they responding to me?
Under the nose. What are my expectations of others?
What are my expectations of others?
Under the mouth. All these expectations.
All these expectations.
Collarbone. All these beliefs.
All these beliefs.
Under the arm. About what others should do.
About what others should do.
Top of the head. And what I should do.
And what I should do.
Eyebrow. I wonder if I'm being needy at all.
I wonder if I'm being needy at all.
Side of the eye. I hope not.
I hope not.
Under the eye. But if I am.
But if I am.
Under the nose. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Under the mouth. That's okay.
That's okay.
Collarbone. It's safe to recognize.
It's safe to recognize.
Under the arm. How I'm approaching people.
How I'm approaching people.
Top of the head. It's safe to recognize.
It's safe to recognize.
Eyebrow. All these expectations.
All these expectations.
Side of the eye. Gaining clarity now.
Gaining clarity now.
Under the eye. I'm starting to pay attention.
I'm starting to pay attention.
Under the nose. To what I'm bringing to the table.
To what I'm bringing to the table.
Under the mouth. What I'm really giving people.
What I'm really giving people.
Collarbone. And what I'm receiving.
And what I'm receiving.
Under the arm. All these expectations.
All these expectations.
Top of the head. All these expectations.
All these expectations.
Go ahead and take a deep breath. So that was a kind of a different format of tapping. You know, we didn't focus on an intensity. They were more positive affirmations and really a discussion to see, you know, when you do the tapping in that format, people usually find that they just gain clarity. Right? You're asking yourself these questions. And it's a great way to tap, to ask yourself, if you don't know what's going on, you can tap and say, I don't know what's going on. Right? If you have a difficult business relationship and you've just been analyzing and thinking about it, and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. They don't seem to like me and I don't like them. And you can just tap and say, I don't know what's happening here. I'm confused. I'm frustrated. I wonder what I'm doing. I wonder how I'm approaching this. You know, at the end of the day, throughout all of this work, one of the things that I find most powerful about it is that it requires us to take personal responsibility, right?
Right.
Personal responsibility for ourselves. These business relationships, these love relationships, these family relationships, it's so easy to project onto others and to say, oh, it's their fault. Joan is being a pain. Rick is angry at me, you know, like they have things wrong with them. And the true power, the true spiritual strength, and the true change comes when we take personal responsibility. You know, we're not doing this. We can do this from a very self-interested place, right? Forgiveness can be very self-interested. People say, I don't want to forgive. They don't deserve it. Don't forgive for them. Forgive for yourself. And take personal responsibility for these business relationships, for how you're interacting with people, for what you're getting. You know, most people see patterns of what they get all the time and they turn into beliefs and, oh, this is just the way the world is. So take responsibility for how you're acting, what you're bringing to that relationship, and then watch as you take responsibility, tap on it, that everything changes.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Nick, we're running short on time, but I'd love to go through these next few points. You did say that you wanted to cover a little bit more about people that are giving too much. So can you, what does that look like? How does someone know whether they're giving too much?
Sure. Giving too much generally translates into lack of self-worth and value, right? So if you don't think you have anything to bring to the table, you're likely to give too much and not have that balance in the relationship, or not give at all and not even engage in the relationship because you have nothing to give.
Because you think you have nothing to give.
Because you think you have nothing to give. Exactly. Exactly. So let's just tap on that.
Okay.
So tapping on the side of the hand. Even though part of me thinks.
Even though part of me thinks.
That I'm not enough.
That I'm not enough.
That I have no value to this person.
That I have no value to this person.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I can't stop giving.
Even though I can't stop giving.
I've got to give, give, give.
I've got to give, give, give.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I don't value myself enough.
Even though I don't value myself enough.
So I either give too much.
So I either give too much.
Or don't have the strength to give it all.
Or don't have the strength to give it all.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Eyebrow. I just don't value myself enough.
I just don't value myself enough.
Side of the eye. Why would they listen to me?
Why would they listen to me?
Under the eye. Why would they listen to me?
Why would they listen to me?
Under the nose. This lack of self-worth.
This lack of self-worth.
Under the mouth. I wonder where this all started.
I wonder where this all started.
Collarbone. I wonder how long it's been going on.
I wonder how long it's been going on.
Under the arm. I wonder if I can change it now.
I wonder if I can change it now.
Top of the head. Give, give, give.
Give, give, give.
Eyebrow. Or not give at all.
Or not give at all.
Side of the eye. At the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
Under the eye. I'm just not getting anything back.
I'm just not getting anything back.
Under the nose. I'm not getting what I need.
I'm not getting what I need.
Under the mouth. How do I get what I need?
How do I get what I need?
Collarbone. How do I get what I need?
How do I get what I need?
Under the arm. I wonder where this all started.
I wonder where this all started.
Top of the head. I wonder if I can clear this now.
I wonder if I can clear this now.
Take a deep breath. So that was another opener, right? You know, we only have a limited time together, and we're covering so much information throughout this program and with these bonuses. So my intent is to open the door for you to recognize the places where you can do some more tapping.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Nick, we went over the first two steps. You know, the first one is really being present. Then the second one is finding the balance between whether we're giving too much or taking too much, seeing where our weakness might have been and how to continue tapping on that. What's the third thing that you think is really important, another key to having a good business relationship?
Yeah, so the third step to me is, and they're all so interrelated. I mean, this is very related to being present, but it's about honest communication. And what I mean by honest communication is really spelling out what you need and how you feel. Now, it's important to do this, to spell this out when you've done your work already, okay? So I would rather you not be honest right off the bat if someone sends you an email and you're very angry about it. That doesn't mean honest communication, respond and say, I cannot believe that you did this, right? What it means is tap on the issue, tap on the trigger, tap on whatever's going on, where you find yourself in that present place of peace. And when you're there, from there, honest communication is so key. You know, I was thinking about this honest communication concept earlier, and I've been watching a show on Netflix, I think it was on the BBC and on PBS, called Downton Abbey. I'm sure there's some people who have watched it who are cheering along now because it's such a great show. And it takes place in England in about 1915. So really right around the turn of the century when, you know, the things started changing socially in a big way. In England, there was the ruling class, the lords and the ladies, and there was the servants. And the story talks about that time period and the relationship between the servants and the lords and the ladies and that whole dynamic. And what's really interesting is that you can see very often throughout the show how things are left unsaid, right? Things were very proper back then. So there's a lot of very subtle nuances, and you didn't speak your mind. If you love someone, you rarely told them, right? It was just kind of dancing around things, the courting, the flirting, and the relationship between servants. And if you haven't watched it, I'd suggest it. It's a very interesting social dynamic. And I've been thinking about, wow, they really don't communicate well because they're not saying how they feel. But then I started thinking about us today, and I don't know how much better we've gotten at communication. We have a tendency to lash out more and sort of speak our mind and say, well, I need to stand up for myself and speak my mind. But have we really developed to the point where we have true, honest communication? And I think a lot of times we haven't. To do that, you need to do the tapping work beforehand. You need to be in that present place. So when someone says to you, I'm sorry, I can't support this, or, you know, you're working with a coworker and they make a snide remark about something you did, or, you know, put you down in some way, you've got to tap to be in that place where you don't react, and then be able to communicate honestly about how you feel, and communicate honestly also recognizing where they're coming from. And, you know, this honest communication ties in directly to the fourth step. They sort of go hand in hand. They can be A and B. And the fourth step is to ask yourself, are you taking things personally, right, in business? Are you taking everything that happens in business as a personal affront? Are you taking stress at work and stress with clients and stress with business relationships personally? It's easy to do. If someone says no to you about something or puts you down, it's easy to take it personally. It's like they just attacked you. But this is the place where we can grow so much, to do the tapping so you don't take it personally, so you let it go and you just recognize, hey, this is their stuff. This isn't my stuff. And then to be able to communicate honestly from that place.
Yes, absolutely. So then when we're deciding to be more honest, you made a really good point that I think is worth just saying again. Before you speak your truth, to do the tapping so you're in a calm place. And this communication, this taking things personally, really goes hand in hand, because if we're taking things personally, we can't communicate honestly in an effective manner that doesn't create more challenges.
Well, that's it. Things tend to escalate if we react. You know, if someone comes at you, the response naturally is to go right back at them, you know, and then it escalates, and it's very rare. It's only until someone takes a breath,
right,
and pauses that can heal.
Right. Absolutely. Well, this has been a great bonus call, Nick. Just to overview, you talked about the importance of being present, the importance of being aware of whether you're giving too much value or you're taking, and do tapping around that, to make sure before having an interaction with someone to do tapping so you're not taking it so personally, so you can have a more honest communication. So I think, you know, what you've given people is a really, really great guidelines of where to start when they're looking to build these better relationships. So thank you so much for this call. Any last tip before we wrap up?
Oh, that was, thank you for that great summary, great recap. I think we should have just given them that 30 seconds.
Yes.
No, my last tip is to just say, again, this is, I'm opening a door here and there's a lot of stuff covered. So if you were triggered at all, if you thought about things that you're happening, even if you were triggered by me, if you got triggered when I said, maybe you're being needy, well, let's take a look at that. What's triggering you about that? Is there an element of truth to that? You know, this work, the tapping is so powerful and it works so well, but that doesn't make this work easy, right? It makes the change easy. What the tapping does is it makes it easy to recognize something and change it. But having that awareness takes a lot of strength. And just being on this call, just taking the time to really sit down and say, how am I approaching these relationships? What can I do better? That's just a huge step. So you have that awareness, you bring the tapping in, and then everything changes.
Absolutely. Well, Nick, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jessica.